In the 16th century, the Ottoman Empire was at the height of its power. Suleiman the Magnificent and other sultans from the Ottoman dynasty built a powerful empire, seized vast territories, and claimed the title of the most powerful state in the Mediterranean region. Some European contemporaries even compared the Turkish Empire to the Roman and Byzantine empires. The French jurist and philosopher Jean Baudin wrote in 1560, "Only the Ottoman Sultan can claim the title of absolute ruler. Only he can rightfully lay claim to the title of successor to the Roman Emperor." However, from the late 16th to the first half of the 17th century, the Ottoman Empire entered a period of stagnation. Uprisings in the provinces, palace coups, unsuccessful attempts at new conquests, and defeats in wars with rivals. All this created a need to address the situation and restore the empire's former glory. Despite the slowdown in expansion and the negative effects of a lack of sustainable development within the country, Turkey still remained a powerful empire on three continents. When Hungarian nobleman and leader of the anti-Habsburg uprising in the Austrian monarchy, Emeric Tokoli, turned to Mehmed IV for assistance and declared himself a vassal of the Ottoman Empire, the Sultan decided to use this as a pretext to attack the Habsburg monarchy. Emeric Tokoli had a long-standing grudge against the Habsburg dynasty. His father, István Tokoli, was involved in the 1664 Magnate Conspiracy, also known as the Zrinjski-Frankopan Conspiracy. At that time, Croatian and Hungarian aristocracy made an unsuccessful attempt to revolt against the Holy Roman Emperor and ruler of the Austrian monarchy, Leopold I Habsburg. The rebellion ended with the execution of its leaders, Petr Zrinjski and Fran Kersto Frankopan. In 1670, Count István Tokoli was accused of supporting the conspiracy. Imperial forces killed him during the siege of Orava Castle in present-day Slovakia. The 13-year-old István fled to Transylvania. In 1678, Emeric Tokoli became the leader of the Hungarian anti-Habsburg rebels, known as the Kuruk, and launched his own movement against Leopold I. The rebels were promised support from the French king Louis XIV, the Sun King, who was in conflict with the Austrian Habsburgs. By 1680, Emeric Tokoli had secured the protection of the Ottoman Empire. In 1682, under the protection of the Ottoman dynasty, the Principality of Upper Hungary was established. Its ruler became Emeric Tokoli, who agreed to make the newly formed state a vassal of Turkey and to pay an annual tribute of 20,000 gold coins. The Principality of Upper Hungary occupied lands that partially coincide with the territories of present-day Slovakia. The following year, Ottoman Sultan Mehmed IV decided to support his vassal and ordered a large army to prepare for a campaign against Vienna. At the same time, the Austrian Habsburgs made agreements with the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. In the event of a threat to the capital of one state, the other would come to its aid. A massive Turkish army, numbering around 150,000 soldiers from all corners of the empire, marched from Edirne, the former capital of the Ottoman Empire. These forces were under the command of Grand Vizier Kara Mustafa Pasha. On the way, they passed through Belgrade before advancing toward the Austrian Habsburg capital. The Turks reached their destination in the summer, managing to encircle Vienna and lay siege to it, setting up a sprawling camp around the city. The Viennese garrison, led by Count Ernst Rüdiger von Starhemberg, had fewer than 20,000 soldiers and volunteers, so they were unable to withstand the overwhelming enemy forces. Confident in the significant numerical superiority of his powerful army and in victory, Grand Vizier Kara Mustafa Pasha did not adequately secure the Turkish camp and rear positions. The Polish army, led by the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth monarch John III Sobieski, joined forces with the Holy Roman Empire's troops in the Austrian town of Krems on its way from Warsaw and arrived to rescue Vienna at the beginning of autumn. These combined Christian forces, numbering approximately 67,000 and led by John III Sobieski, caught the Turks by surprise. First, the Holy Roman Empire's army engaged the Ottomans, and soon afterward, the Polish cavalry delivered a sudden, devastating blow. Panic erupted in the Ottoman camp, resulting in a poorly organized retreat. The Polish cavalry charge during the Battle of Vienna became one of the most famous cavalry charges in history. The Ottoman army was defeated, and Kara Mustafa Pasha retreated to Hungary, while the Austrian-Polish forces went on the counteroffensive. The Battle of Vienna in 1683 marked the first collaboration between the Austrian Habsburgs and the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth against the Ottomans, and in the view of many historians, a turning point for Ottoman expansion into Europe. In the same year, the Battle of Parkeny took place, in which the Grand Vizier Kara Mustafa Pasha attempted to rectify his earlier failure at Vienna. He appointed his ally, Kara Mehmed Pasha, as the commander of the army, who initially succeeded in pushing back the Polish forces of John III Sobieski. However, soon the monarch of the Commonwealth, with the support of Austrian forces led by Duke of Lorraine Charles V, decided to give the Ottomans another battle, in which the Austrian-Polish forces defeated the Turks and achieved yet another important victory. Kara Mustafa Pasha retreated to Belgrade. For his military failures, the Grand Vizier was executed on the orders of Sultan Mehmed IV. Thanks to these victories, the Habsburg monarchy was able to seize the initiative in the war. Prince Emeric Tokoli of Upper Hungary also participated in the Battle of Parkeny, but soon lost his power. However, he later continued to fight on the side of the Ottoman Empire, and after the war ended, he was granted the city of Vidin in Ottoman Bulgaria as his possession. In the following year, 1684, European states united against the Ottoman Empire in the Holy League. The ideological inspirer of the coalition of Christian countries was Pope Innocent XI. Initially, the members of the Holy League included the Austrian monarchy, the Holy Roman Empire, the Commonwealth, and the Venetian Republic. At the same time, French King Louis XIV refused to join the alliance and took a neutral stance. France maintained friendly relations with Turkey at the time, and King Louis the Son was a protector and patron of Catholics in Ottoman territories. Immediately after its formation, the Holy League made an unsuccessful attempt to capture Buda. The forces under the command of Duke of Lorraine Charles V tried to build on the previous year's successes, but they were unable to capture the city, which was the main center of Ottoman Hungary. 2 years later, the forces of the Holy League were finally able to capture Buda. This time, Duke of Lorraine Charles V gathered a much larger army, consisting of many nationalities: Germans and French, Italians and Spaniards, Danes and Swedes, English and Dutch, Czechs and Hungarians. It was this united Christian army, which primarily represented the interests of the Austrian Habsburgs and the Holy Roman Emperor, that succeeded in reclaiming Buda from the Turks. The Habsburg monarchy solidified its successes in Hungarian lands in 1687. The Second Battle of Mohács became a sort of mirror image of the first. More than 150 years earlier, a Turkish victory had led to the conquest of Hungary by the Ottoman dynasty, while this time, Duke of Lorraine Charles V defeated the Ottoman army, led by Grand Vizier Sari Süleyman Pasha. The Austrian Habsburgs captured Hungary and began their rule there, while Sari Süleyman Pasha was executed on the orders of Mehmed IV. However, a change of power also occurred within the Ottoman Empire. That same year, Mehmed IV abdicated the throne under pressure from Turkish military leaders in favor of his younger brother, Süleyman II. From 1688, the Great Turkish War continued alongside another large-scale military conflict, the Nine Years' War, in which the Augsburg League opposed France. The Austrian monarchy, a member of the Augsburg League, thus found itself simultaneously at war with both the Ottoman Empire and France. This led to the Austrian Habsburgs focusing more on their struggle with the French Bourbons than with the Ottomans during the 1690s. At the same time as the main confrontation in Central Europe, the members of the Holy League began separate campaigns against the Ottoman Empire in other parts of the continent. Each of these states, which were part of the Christian coalition, sought to wage its own war against Turkey. Thus, while contributing to the common cause, they also aimed to seize the opportunity to expand their own territories. The ruler of the Commonwealth, John III Sobieski, who had come to the aid of the Austrian Habsburgs in 1683 and saved Vienna from the Ottoman siege, organized four campaigns against the Ottoman Empire and its vassal, the Principality of Moldavia. In 1684, John III Sobieski first attempted to reclaim the Ukrainian Podilia and the Kamianets-Podilsky fortress from the Ottoman Empire, but he was unsuccessful. The following year, the Polish commander Stanisław Jan Jablonowski led a campaign against the Principality of Moldavia, but near the Ukrainian town of Bojan, his forces were defeated by the Ottoman, Crimean Tatar, and Moldavian armies. In 1686, John III Sobieski launched a third campaign and even succeeded in capturing Iași, the capital of Moldavia. However, he was unable to hold the city. Ottoman and Crimean Tatar forces conducted constant raids. The Polish-Lithuanian army lacked provisions, and a fire broke out in Iași. All of this forced the ruler of the Commonwealth to abandon the city and retreat to his Polish lands. The Principality of Moldavia remained a vassal of Turkey. Later, in 1691, John Sobieski resumed his campaign and organized his final Moldavian expedition, which was doomed to failure. The Ottoman and Crimean Tatar forces avoided open battles and wore down the enemies with constant raids. The Moldavian ruler remained loyal to his suzerain, the Ottoman Sultan. Poor supply lines and a lack of provisions further complicated the advancement of the Polish-Lithuanian forces. John III Sobieski hoped for help from the Austrian monarchy, but the Habsburgs never sent their army. The Moldavian campaigns did not bring the desired results. At the same time as the beginning of John Sobieski's Moldavian campaigns, the Italian-Venetian Republic initiated the Sixth Ottoman-Venetian War, also known as the Morian War. The key event of this war took place in 1687, when the Venetians, under the leadership of Francesco Morosini, succeeded in capturing the Morea Peninsula in southern Greece. The Morian War was the only conflict in the series between the Ottoman Empire and the Venetian Republic, in which the latter emerged victorious and gained significant territories. In 1686, the longtime enemy of the Ottoman Empire, the Tsardom of Moscow, joined the Holy League. This marked the first time that Muscovy became a member of an alliance with several European states. In order to gain Moscow's support against the Turks, the Commonwealth agreed to the Perpetual Peace of 1686. It confirmed previous agreements, specifically the Treaty of Andrusovo of 1667. As part of this, the Ukrainian city of Kyiv was transferred from the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth to the Tsardom of Moscow. The Perpetual Peace of 1686 formalized the division of the Cossack Hetmanate lands between the Commonwealth and the Tsardom of Moscow. A year later, the authorities of Muscovy organized the First Crimean Campaign, aimed at attacking the vassal of the Ottoman Empire, the Crimean Khanate. The Muscovite forces, led by Vasily Golitsyn from Oktyrka, were joined on their way by the Cossack forces of Ukrainian Hetman Ivan Samoilovich and the Don Cossacks. However, near the river Kinsky Vody, the Muscovite and Cossack troops discovered that the Crimean Tatars had set the steppe on fire, presumably to deprive their horses of fodder. Soon it became apparent that due to poor preparation, the troops also lacked water and food. Vasily Golitsyn ordered a retreat. The First Crimean Campaign ended in failure, and Hetman Ivan Samoilovich was blamed for the defeat. Later that same year, Ivan Mazepa was elected as his successor. In 1689, the Second Crimean Campaign began, once again led by Vasily Golitsyn. This time, the Muscovite forces set out from Sumy, and once again, Ukrainian Cossack troops joined them, but now under the command of Hetman Ivan Mazepa. This time, the Muscovite and Cossack armies reached the Crimean Tatar fortress of Perekop. Along their way, they successfully repelled any attempts by the Tatar forces to halt their advance. However, near the fortress, the issues of a lack of food, drinking water, and siege equipment resurfaced. Vasily Golitsyn once again ordered a retreat. Despite the failures of the Muscovite-Cossack campaigns, events on the territory of modern-day Ukraine had an impact on the Great Turkish War. They diverted the attention of the Crimean Khanate, whose rulers, preoccupied with defending their own lands, were unable to send military aid to the Ottomans. this disruption weakened Turkish plans for an invasion of Poland and Hungary. The failure of the Crimean campaign significantly impacted the political situation in the participant countries. Due to Galitzin's defeats, his protector, the regent of Muscovy, Sofia Alexievna, lost power. Through a palace coup, she was overthrown by her brother, Peter. He proved to be a more capable politician. After aggressively winning the Great Northern War, Peter declared himself the first emperor of the newly created Russian Empire. At the same time, the Cossack Hetmanate also got a new ruler, Ivan Mazepa, who led the Cossack autonomy for 20 years and became one of the most famous Ukrainian figures of the Cossack era. Soon, Muscovy launched a new campaign against the Ottoman Empire, with the main objective being the Ottoman Azov Fortress, located at the mouth of the Don River. Capturing this fortress was intended to provide access to the Azov Sea. Another key goal of the campaign was to weaken the Crimean Khanate. The first Azov campaign took place in 1695. The Muscovite forces reached Azov and laid siege to the Turkish fortress. However, after unsuccessful assaults and heavy losses, they were forced to retreat. At the same time, another Muscovite army, commanded by Boris Sheremetev, along with Ukrainian Cossacks under Hetman Ivan Mazepa, advanced to the lower Dnipro River, where they managed to temporarily capture several Crimean Tatar fortresses, including Kizkerman. After the failure and retreat, the Muscovites organized the second Azov campaign in the following year. This time, they decided to use a fleet to establish a naval blockade of the Azov fortress. The main forces, commanded by Alexei Shane, advanced toward Azov, while the ships of Franz Lefort sailed along the Don River toward the fortress. Boris Sheremetev led Muscovite and Cossack troops to the lower Dnipro to prevent the Crimean Khanate from sending aid to the Ottomans. Additionally, Cossack forces under Yakiv Lizahub also marched on Azov. With the second attempt, the Azov fortress was successfully captured. A key factor in the successful siege was the involvement of the Zaporozhian Cossacks. The Azov campaigns paved the way for the establishment of the Tsardom of Muscovy as a maritime power. Soon after, Tsar Peter I founded Taganrog, which became the first naval base of Muscovy's military fleet. These campaigns also led to the weakening of the Crimean Khanate in southern Ukraine, which in turn diminished the influence of the Ottoman Sultan in the region. Meanwhile, in the Ottoman Empire, a new sultan came to power. In 1695, Mustafa II, the son of Mehmed IV, ascended to the throne. He was determined to finish what his father had started, to reclaim lost territories and win the Great Turkish War. During the first 2 years of his reign, Mustafa II, personally leading the army, achieved 3 consecutive victories in minor battles: Lugos, Olash, and Chene. The Sultan planned to build on these successes, and in 1697, made another attempt to reclaim lands in Europe. As with the Siege of Vienna, the Ottoman forces set out from the city of Edirne and traveled toward Belgrade, from where they began advancing into Austrian Hungary. However, near the outskirts of the town of Zenta, while crossing the Tisa River, they were unexpectedly attacked by the forces of the Holy Roman Empire, led by Eugene of Savoy. The Ottoman army was decisively defeated, and the previous military successes of Sultan Mustafa II lost their significance. At the same time, the young Field Marshal Eugene of Savoy achieved his first major victory in his brilliant military career. The Battle of Zenta became a turning point in the Great Turkish War. This crushing defeat of the Ottoman forces paved the way for the future peace treaty. The Russian Cossack Azov campaigns and the Battle of Zenta brought the Holy League closer to victory. The new ruler of the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth, Augustus II the Strong, who ascended the throne after the death of John III Sobieski, decided to take advantage of the Ottoman Empire's weakness and planned a new campaign into the Moldavian Principality. This provoked the enemies to launch a preemptive strike. Ottoman and Crimean Tatar forces, led by the son of the Crimean Khan, Kaplan Giray, invaded Ukrainian Galicia, but were defeated by the Polish commander Felix Kazimierz Potocki in the Battle of Podice in 1698. However, the Commonwealth's army was unable to consolidate its success, and their ruler, Augustus II the Strong, never carried out his planned campaign. In the Polish-Ottoman confrontation, the Battle of Podice was one of the last significant battles. By the 18th century, the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth no longer engaged in conflicts with the Ottoman Empire and the Crimean Khanate. In 1699, a congress was held in the city of Karlowitz, resulting in the signing of the peace treaty. Immediately after the agreement was concluded, the Holy League was disbanded. The Ottoman Empire, for the first time after its long-lasting conquests in Europe, lost significant territories in the Western Balkans, Hungary, and the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth. The Austrian Habsburgs expanded their territories and became the dominant power in Central Europe. The Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth regained its Ukrainian Podilia, while the Venetian Republic acquired territories in southern Greece. A year later, the Ottoman Empire and the Tsardom of Moscow signed a separate peace agreement, the Treaty of Constantinople, based on the Treaty of Karlowitz. Under this treaty, Moscow confirmed its control over the Azov region and the Azov fortress, freed itself from the long-standing annual payments to the Crimean Khanate, and secured temporary guarantees of neutrality from the Ottoman Empire in the Great Northern War, which had begun the same year. After the defeat in the Great Turkish War, the Ottoman Empire was not just facing stagnation, but a gradual decline. Once a powerful state, which still controlled vast territories, in the 17th century it was about to experience internal instability, defeats in wars against competitors like the Habsburg Monarchy and the Russian Empire, and the loss of its vassal, the Crimean Khanate, in southern Ukraine.